For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets, the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
An Arizona woman says a Walgreens pharmacist refused to give her a prescription to end her pregnancy. Nicole Arteaga says her doctor told her she was bound for a miscarriage.
I explained to him the doctor prescribed it. The fetus is not developing and there's no heartbeat and there's nothing left for me to do besides a operation at the hospital or take this medication, and he still said no.
Arteaga filled the prescription the next day at a different Walgreens. Just days after new tariffs from Europe went into effect, Harley-Davidson said it's going to shift some of its production from American facilities to plants overseas. The company says it will not raise prices on its motorcycles. Economist Peter Morisi.
American motorcycles normally pay a 6% tariff in Europe. Now they will pay 31%. It's going to be very difficult to sell Harleys over there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Hundreds of fish are dead after bourbon and brandy from a distillery warehouse collapse in Kentucky flowed into nearby streams. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
That bourbon and brandy leaking into nearby waterways, Kentucky officials say not all of the 9,000 barrels that rolled out of the warehouse ended up leaking, but a lot of them did, and officials say about 800 fish were killed after that Friday collapse of the warehouse. The Nelson County Fire and Rescue Chief says crews were able to catch some of the leaking booze before it ran downhill into streams, but it flowed for more than 3 hours before they could control it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
To change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with 81 million, followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with 11 million, Tag at number 4 with 8 million, and number 5 is Deadpool 2 with 5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.